Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dawson. How may I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. Thank you. I'm calling back to request a cancellation, early cancellation fee refund for an item. She was told that initially the item would be free if you ordered it, and then she completed the survey, and then they end up charging her, and so she wants the fees to be refunded because she was told that they was actually free. So she said she was told by Jasmine, I don't know if that's yourself or a different Jasmine, that she had to wait for a month, 30 days to call back. That was on the 23rd of March, and so she was supposed to call back on April 5th, and she's calling back now to request the refund.
Yes, ma'am. Is she there with you?
Yes, she is.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get the zip code, please, to pull up the account?
94603.
Yes, ma'am. And can I get the first and last name, please?
Ozella Faison Burns.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
OZELLA FAISON BURNS.
Yes, ma'am, and give me one moment while I try to find that account.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. I'm having a hard time pulling up that account. Could you please spell out the first and last name?
O-Z-E-L-L-A. Last name, FAISON-BURNS.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get the last four digits of the card number, please?
Well, I don't have the card here in front of me. I think it may be 2658, but I'm not sure.
Yes, ma'am. The account's still not pulling up. What type of product it was again?
Oh, I'm not certain. I'm just calling on behalf. It's my mother. Let me just double check with her what the last digits of the card was and then what it was. Just a minute, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Mom, Costco's on the line, and they want to know what the item was that you were actually, that was supposed to be free in your order, and what's the last digits of the credit card number that you gave to for them to put the fee on. The last digits of the credit card number that you gave for them to put the fee on, and now you want it reversed.
Is that I placed the order on Costco, and then it came up that I had to do a survey, and I would have, say what, even a free gift with a survey.
She completed a survey, and they said that there was a free gift, and then it asked for her credit card information. The last digits of the credit card is 2658.
2658?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And what was that zip code one more time, please?
4603.
I'm sorry, you said 4694. 4693.
94603.
94603?
Yes.
Okay, give me one more moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one more moment. I'm still. Yes, ma'am. And can I get the address to verify the account, please?
215 Cairo Road, Oakland, California, 94603.
Yes, ma'am. Is it a different address that she uses?
Maybe P.O. Box 6204, Oakland, California, 94603.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. I do have an account mentioned that name and address. And give me one moment while I look over this account for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. So I see here on the 23rd of March where she completed the purchase for the mini pods and smartwatch for $5.95 and $5.95.
And then there was an early, but she said that she was charged, and so she wanted to be refunded, and there was an early cancellation fee of $9.95, and I'm assuming that she didn't want to pay that, so you told her to call back on 4-5. And she's calling back now to get that refunded because she wasn't aware that she had to pay.
Yes, ma'am. Looking here at the note history, I don't see that. But what that was, it was a 14-day trial. So you have 14 days to try out the product. And on the 15th day, you'll be billed the original price of the product, which is that $59.95.
And she didn't want to pay that, so she wants her money back. But there was an early cancellation fee of $9.95, and I guess she that you told her that she had to wait until at least 4-5 to call back, and then she could cancel. But she's just now calling back. She doesn't want to pay the fees, and she didn't receive the merchandise.
Give me one moment, please. You said she did not receive the merchandise?
No, it says early cancellation fee $9.95. She wants to be refunded for those fees because I'm assuming that she canceled everything because she didn't receive any of it.
Yes, ma'am. I see here where it was delivered March 31st at 7:26 p.m.
Okay, let me hold on a second. I have misinformation, ma'am. Hang on a minute. March 22nd, she didn't place the order until March 23rd.
No, ma'am. It was delivered on March 31st at 7:26 p.m. at the front door.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me ask her. Mom, what is the fee that you're asking for her to reverse the early cancellation fee, or what is it that you're asking? Because she said that it was delivered to you. So what are you asking? She said it was delivered on the 31st of March to the front door.
What was delivered?
The items for the survey that you
what
asked.
What was the items?
She said, tell me again what the items were.
Yes, ma'am. It was for wireless earbuds and a smartwatch.
Earbuds and a smartwatch.
Oh, yes. Okay. And you said it was delivered to me?
Yeah, it was delivered.
Yes, ma'am.
On the 31st.
Did you guys get something?
Not that I know of.
I didn't get anything either. Who signed for it?
It's not that it was signed. It was left at the front door.
Oh,
but
shoot.
This has been 3 months ago now. 2 months ago now.
It was delivered on what, 31st?
March 31st.
March 31st?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have no earplugs. I haven't seen the package from Costco.
She never received it, she's saying.
Yes, ma'am. I tracked the tracking number with the United States Postal Service, and
uh-huh.
It says here where it was delivered at the front door or porch at 7:26 p.m. on March 31st, 2021 at the address you provided.
7:26 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
So that means he's left that all night. I mean, don't nobody go outside that late.
Right.
But they didn't have nobody to sign for it.
No,
ma'am, it doesn't have any information regarding that.
Okay. Well, I don't have the box. I don't have the packages. So if they delivered it and they left it outside, somebody got the packages. But I don't understand if they delivered it to the porch, why didn't they ring the doorbell so somebody could get it? Because at that time of night, nobody's going outside. We don't go back and forth outside like that. I live in Oakland.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I can reship the product for you.
Okay, but the problem is, what happened was when they said, they told me that it was supposed to be free, but then it said that I was supposed to pay for shipping. That's what it said. And then when I clicked on another link or a couple of links, then it said that it was going to be a price for the products. So I called in then and asked her to cancel it because, I mean, that's false advertising if it's saying that you just pay for shipping and then later on it's going to say that you owe this amount of money for the products. You see what I'm saying? So so now aren't you all charging me for these?
So, ma'am, what that was, that $5.95 and $5.95 that you paid for, it was for shipping and handling. But what it wasn't a free gift. It was a free trial. So you have 14 days to try out the product for free. But on the 15th day, you was billed the original price of the product, which is $59.95. But it's just a one-time fee.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But originally, it just says you pay for shipping. It don't tell you that until you click on a couple of different links or something, and then it told me that there was going to be a fee for the products. But initially, it said that you only had to pay the shipping cost.
Yes, ma'am. In order to get that other information, you will have to click on the terms and conditions.
Right, right. So it's not straight and forthcoming to customers who look at it and say, I'll pay for shipping. You know, I get the things and I'll just pay for shipping, which is what I did. So even with you shipping it again, when I receive the products, then I'm still going to be responsible for paying the $59.95, right?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I see here where it was already paid for.
I've already been charged for it?
Yes, ma'am, back in April.
To what card did they charge it to?
It was to the same card, the one ending in 2658.
Okay. Yeah, okay. How do I go about getting that charge reversed?
Give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one more moment, please.
Okay. Thank you.
That is crazy. I don't even use it, but.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you, I can cancel this account. That way you won't be charged anything else. And I can do a 35% refund.
Cancel the account and do a 35% refund?
Yes, ma'am. Because these were valid charges and everything with the terms and conditions that were checked.
They weren't valid because it wasn't explained up front. It said that for free shipping. I don't even have the merchandise, and you all have charged me.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, please. Yes, ma'am. I spoke with my supervisor and everything, and I could do a 50% refund.
You know, it still doesn't make any sense to do a 50% refund when you weren't upfront with the fees that I had to pay to receive the merchandise. I don't have the merchandise, and you're saying you're going to do a 50% refund.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I could do with our policy. Because in those terms and conditions, it stated all that information, and those terms and conditions were checked.
What's the name of your company?
Ma'am?
What is the name of your company?
The name of the company?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. So the name of the company is Icon Smartwatch.
What is it? Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. The fitness watch.
Name of the company. I want the legal name of the company.
Icon Fitness Watch and Icon Mini Pods.
Icon, I-C-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Icon Fitness Watch. And Icon Mini Pod. And you all are, and how are you associated with Costco?
Yes, ma'am. So we have a variety of different products that we sell, and we just have different surveys that we put out.
So you're not associated with Costco?
No, ma'am. They just help us sell our products.
They help you sell products? Okay. All right. So I'm going to call Costco. Okay. Okay. Now, originally you said you can send the products out again.
Yes, ma'am. If you still want the products.
Well, if I'm going to have to pay for them anyway, I'd rather have the products.
Yes, ma'am. So give me one moment while I reship that and cancel this out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to talk to Costco because I don't know why Costco would be letting them.
A post service,
yeah, that doesn't have nothing to do with who the company is. They came on, I ordered something from Costco, and it said, will you take this survey?
Mm-hmm.
And I took the survey, and after I took the survey, then it said, well, you know, you can choose, I think it was 2 out of 3 or something like that. You could choose the products and pay for shipping. So, and you only had to pay for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on and I was like, oh, okay, you know, pay for shipping. You know, I don't use earbuds anyway, but I figured I could give them to somebody. You know, little nothing. But and then, excuse me. Then I.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one more moment while I complete this for you.
All right. Thank you. Excuse me. And then I clicked. So I clicked on it, and you know, they go through and ask you about ordering. I don't care. It asks you about ordering, in the and then it said something to make me that made me think something. Anyway, I clicked on the terms of it or something, and then it went on to say that you will be charged this amount. It's a free trial, and you cancel after these many days, then you can get your money back. It was a free trial. No, then you would be charged. So anyway, they don't tell you that up front. They don't tell you that until after you see the free, you know, where they just
yes,
take
ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I do have those items reshipped to you.
Okay.
And it normally takes 4 days before you actually receive the product.
Okay, 4 days. So then after I see the products, if I don't want them, then can I return them for my full refund?
Our warehouse, we do not take products. And we only ship them out. But if you don't want the products, you would call back and somebody would speak with you in customer service and they'd go over the different protocols.
Okay. All right. And your name, please?
Daphne.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Jasmine.
Daphne.
Can you spell that, please?
Yes, ma'am. D-A-S-S-A-H.
D-A-S-S-A-H?
D-A-S-S-A-H.
Oh, D-A-S-S-A-H. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right. And thank you again for calling customer service.
You have a blessed day.
You too.